It's Christmas. Don't you just love Christmas? I mean, there's something about Christmas that just brings out the best in everyone. I mean, any time of the year when you go and the lines are long and the traffic is bumper to bumper and people are fighting over parking places, and at Christmas everybody's like, no, after you. No, I insist. No, you go. No, you have this place. Any other time of the year, they'd be telling you you're number one. But this time of the year, everybody smiles. People ring the bell. I mean, if you ring that bell in July when it's hot, people are like, will you please quit ringing that stupid bell? But at Christmas, we go to the bell and we give. And just we open up our heart. It's like there's something about Christmas that really opens our spirit up, opens our mind up, opens us up to say, you know what? I just need to be a little nicer. I need a smile. And who can I help this Christmas? And we see neighbors looking after neighbors. And we see friends looking after friends. And people trying to help those who maybe are in need. It's just something. I mean, giving spikes up. There's more giving to charities in the month of December than the total throughout the year. It just sparks something within us. And Christmas is a holiday where you love to see the lights and you love to play the Christmas music. Some of you have been playing Christmas music since the weekend before Thanksgiving. We have any of those people in the house? All right. Who had the tree up before Thanksgiving? Anybody here? Overachievers? We don't like you. Really, we don't. But there's something that just pulls the best out of us. But if we're really, really, really honest, we could talk about that Christmas for a lot of people is really not that joyful. For a lot of people, Christmas can be very painful. Maybe it's the remembrance of a loved one close who's no longer with you. Maybe it's the remembrance of a childhood that was not filled with good memories. Maybe it's the remembrance of a relationship gone bad and the thought of being alone. At Christmas can ultimately multiply during this time of the year. And so even though we smile and we give, if we could really look down deep within our spirit, many people are not that happy. But this is the great news of Christmas. That when the angels came and said, Mary, appeared to the Virgin Mary. Remember that? It said, Mary, you are highly favored. You blessed one. Why is that? Because you're pregnant. I mean, think about how she took that. All right, I'm a virgin and I'm pregnant and yet I'm highly favored and blessed. What are you talking about? No. See, Mary, you don't realize, the angel says, because you are going to carry the Messiah. His name shall be called Jesus. And she begins to say the prophecy is being fulfilled within you, Mary. The prophecy that's been talked about of the King returning, of the Messiah, it's going to come through you, Mary. And then Mary hears the promise of God. She gets excited. All until her boyfriend finds out, her fiance, Joseph, and Joseph's like, time out, Mary, you're a virgin. And now you're telling me that you're pregnant by the Holy Spirit? Sure. So Joseph begins to reject God's plan because he doesn't understand at the time it's God's plan. And Joseph begins to reject her. Now, the great story about Joseph is this, that the word says that when Joseph found out that he could have publicly shamed her, but he didn't do it publicly, that he had planned to do it privately to separate their relationship. But can you imagine the turmoil going inside of her heart? Can you imagine the turmoil going inside the young girl's heart as she's carrying the greatest gift from God, but at the same time, the man she loves is rejecting her? God, this is your plan. God, this is your plan to save mankind, but it's ruining my plan. You see, because up until this time, There was a 400-year window when God didn't speak. He didn't speak through the prophets. And we had just came through a 400-year window where God was being silent. And so can you imagine the nation of Israel? Can you imagine the people of God? God, when are you going to talk again? God, when are you going to send a Messiah? God, are you really there? So the whole nation's crying out. God, will you just say something to us? God, will you just speak to us? God, we're losing hope. And I can imagine Mary was having the same emotions. God, I know it's your will, but God, I don't know. God, you're going to have to speak to me because everybody's ridiculing me. No one believes me. My fiance is going to leave me. God, you better speak. God, you better speak up. Have you ever been there? God, I just need to hear from you. Say something to me.